Shalom to all. Today's Avos Menachos Daf Tzadi Beis, and we are starting right at the top at the beginning of the brand new Mishnah. Today's Avos sponsor Leila Nishmas Mars Merim Tzara Bas Biyaka Moshe Hernish Amasha Haven Aliyah. As for the next couple Mishnahs, we're going to be discussing Smicha, which is leaning on the carbon before Shechita, and we're going to see all the different details. The Mishnah tells us Kol Karbonos at Tzibur, all Karbonos Tzibur, public Karbonos ain't by him Smicha. No Smicha is done on them before Shechita. Chutz Mina Parabal Kol Mitzvahs, except for a par that comes for all Mitzvahs. Another way of saying this is the Paral Dov Shel Tzibur. This is when Sanhedrin makes a mistake in Psak regarding something that if a person did it b'mezid, he'd be chayv kares, and if he did b'sheg, he'd be chayv chatos. So they paskin that it's okay to do. For example, eating chaylev, they have to bring a par which is called the parhelm darvish al tzibor, or again as the mission over here calls it, parabal kol mitzvahs. So that needs smicha beforehand, and also v'sar hamishtaleach, the sar which is sent out, also called the sar la zazel. This is the second of the two goats of Yom Kippur. One of them is the sar la shem, that's shechted, and the whole avoda of Yom Kippur is done with it. And the sar hamishtaleach is sent out and thrown off the cliff. These two, according to Tana Kama, are the two korbanos tzibor that do require smicha. Whereas Reb Shimon Omer, he says, it's a saravitz kachavim, which is really very similar to the parhelm darvish al tzibur. It's just that when they make a mistake in psak regarding avoda zara, so then instead of bringing a par, they bring a sa'ir. And so that's what needs smicha according to Reb Shimon. Now the Mishnah continues, kol karbonos hayachid, all individual private karbonos, tune in smicha, they require smicha, chutz min habachar v'amaisra pesach, except for these three karbonos, which we're going to discuss in the Gemara, and v'hayoresh, a person who inherits his father, who had to bring a karbon, saimech, he does smicha on it as if he's the owner, umevin. Nesachim, he also brings Nesachim with the carbon, and Umeimer, he could also accomplish a Temura. He says, Zu Temura Zu, trying to transfer the Kedusha of the original carbon onto a new one, so both of them are Kadosh, and he's Chayav Malkus for doing so. So Gemara brings a Braisa, Tan Rabbanan, Kol Karbonos HaTzibur, and Ben Smicha, Chutz Miparabal Kol Mitzvahs, Yavaz Chavim, Divi Reb Shimon. This is Reb Shimon's opinion, as we just saw in the Mishnah, that Parhelm Darvish Al Tzibur and Yavaz Chavim, those two are the Karbonos Tzibur that require Smicha, whereas Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yehuda says that Yavaz Chavim ain't Behen Smicha, that Yavaz Chavim do not require Smicha. So who do I bring in their place? Meaning, which other carbon tzibur does need smicha? Sar hamishtaleach is the sar hamishtaleach of Yom Kippur, which was the first opinion in our Mishnah. The Gemara just pauses the brass and asks, loy sagid d'loy ma'ayil? Is it not sufficient if we don't have another one in its place? Why don't we just say, according to Yehuda, there's only one carbon tzibur that requires smicha, which is parhelm darvish al tzibur. Why does he have to add in a second one of sar hamishtaleach? So Amar Ravina, Ravina answers, Gemiri, we have a tradition. We have a messiah from Sinai, the shtei smichas b'tzibur. There are two smichas with the carbon tzibur, so therefore we have to have two. Now, Rav Shimon told Rabbi Yehuda, "V'haloi ain't smicha elo b'alim. You can only have smicha with the owners. The owner of the animal, he does smicha. V'zeh Aaron ubanav saimuchin bay. And this one, the sar mishtaleach, that has Aaron and his sons doing smicha on it, and that's not the owners. So how is that a carbon tzibur that has smicha? Amar lo, Rabbi Yehuda responded to him, "Avza Aaron ubanav mischaprin bay. The sar mishtaleach, actually Aaron and his sons do receive kapara through it, so they are considered its owners, and therefore they are able to do smicha. Now Rabbi Yirmiya said, "V'az l'tamayu. This is actually Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon lishitasa." Because as we're about to see in his next braisa, they argue about this nekuda, do Aaron and his sons receive kapara from the Sar HaMishtaleach? According to Rabbi Yehuda, yes. According to Rabbi Shimon, no. The Tanya, we have a braisa. The pasuk in Garshim Kippur tells us, V'chibras Mekdash HaKadosh. Let's just read the whole pasuk. It tells us, V'chibras Mekdash HaKadosh, Ves Oil Maid, Ves HaMizbeach Yichaper, V'al Kehan V'akol Amakol Yichaper. And so we see that after the Avodah of Yom Kippur is done, after a lot of Avodah Hadam, all the blood is sprinkled, a whole detailed description in Masechta Shavuos, which is really where this comes from, of all the different Avodahs of Yom Kippur. Bottom line is, here we see there's a lot of kaparas being had by the avodah that was just done. So what's it referring to? Let's just read these four first words again. V'chibras mekdash hakadosh, the braisa says, zeh lifnayv lifnim, this referring to receiving kapara, lifnayv lifnim, that if there's somehow toma accidentally inside the kadosh kadashim, that brings a kapara for it. And when the pasuk says, v'es oil mayed zeh heichal, that's referring to toma accidentally in the heichal. And then when it says in the pasuk, mizbeach kimashmai, that's exactly as it sounds, if there was toma to touch the mizbeach. And then when it says, yichaper elu hazarois, that's referring to toma in the hazarois. And then when it says, kehanim kimashmai, that's exactly as it sounds, referring to the Kahan receiving Kapara. And then when it says Al Kol Am HaKahal, the entire congregation, Elu Yisrael, that's referring to Yisrael. And when it says Yichaper, Elu HaLevim, that's referring to Levim. What do we see from here? Hoshvu Kulam L'Chapara Achas, that everyone, Kahan, Levim, and Yisraelim, have all been equated, that they're receiving one Kapara, namely, Shemeschaper B'Sar Mishtalech, that they're receiving a Kapara of some sort from the Sar Mishtalech. To Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, so we see from here, Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that the Kahanim are receiving a Kapara through the Sar Mishtalech, and therefore they're able to do smicha on it. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says that no. The same way that the dam of the Sar Hanas Bifnim, which is the Sar La Hashem, is brought inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, so the Avodas Hadam of that Sar here brings Kapar for Yisraelim for Tomas Mikdash Kedoshav, Kach Dam Hapar, Mechaper al Kehanim al Tomas Mikdash Kedoshav, so to the dam of the Par of Yom Kippur, that's Mechaper for Kehanim for Tomas Mikdash Kedoshav. It's the same Tomo, but the Kapar is only for the Kehanim, that's from the Par. And also, Kashim Shevidui Shal Sar Mishtalech Mechaper al Yisrael B'Sharav Eiris, the same way way that the vidui that's done over the Sar Mishtaleach, that brings about a kapara for Yisrael for all other aveiros, not including Tumas Mikdash Yudashav, kach, vidui shel par, mechar balkan mishar aveiros, so to the vidui over the par, that brings kapara for the kehanim for other aveiros. As we see very clearly from here, that according to Rabbi Shimon, the kehanim are not receiving their kapara from the Sar Mishtaleach, therefore they're not able to do smicha on it. So this is where we see this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We just continue asking Rabbi Shimon, havadei hoshvu, according to Rabbi Shimon, there for sure is an equation between all of them. The pasuk clearly tells us al kehanim v'akol amakol yichaper, as that's clearly equating kehanim levin yisraelim for some sort of kapara. So how could he ignore what Yehuda said? And the answer is in hoshvu to make kapara ninhu. You're right; they're all being equated. They are receiving kapara. Miu, however, kol chad v'chad mechaber minafshei. Each one is receiving kapara by itself in its own way, like what Rabbi Shimon just said. Now, in regards to the continuation of the Gemara, Rashi Ksav Yad says there's actually added in later. According to some, it was the Rabbanan Savurai which added in, and this wasn't originally put in by Ravina Ravashi when they wrote the Gemara. But either which way, this is just a further explanation of what we just said, that Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Mikdash Yudashav, in regards to this type of Tumah, Yisrael Mechaper B'dam Sar Hanas Bifnim, regular Yisraelim received their Kapara from the Avodas Hadam of the Sar, which was done inside the Kodesh Kedosh, that's the Sar Lashem, and the Kehanim Parshal Aaron, the Kehanim received their Kapara through the Par of Aaron HaKayin, and Bishar Aveiroiz, in regards to all other Aveiroiz, Elav El Mechaper B'vidui Sar Mishtaleach, everyone, meaning including the Kehanim, receives their Kapara through the Vidui that's done over the Sar Mishtaleach. So here once again, we see from Rabbi Yehuda that the Sar Mishtaleach is Mechaper for the Kehanim, whereas Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Bishar Aveiroiz Nami, Kehanim Vidit Par Mishchapri, then in regards to other Aveiroiz as well, the Kehanim received their Kapara through the Vidui over the Par. Kekitan, I think it's taught in the Braisa, Achid Yisrael, Achid Kehanim, Achid Kehanim Mashiach. Now, Ma Ben Yisrael, the Kehanim, the Kehanim Mashiach, what's the difference between the regular Yidin, Kehanim, and the Kehanim Mashiach, which is the Kehanim Gadol? Ela, Shadam HaPar Mechaper al Kehanim al Tomas Mikdash Yudashav, the Adam HaPar is Mechaper for the Kehanim, for the Avera of Tomas Mikdash Yudashav, it's Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, Kshem Shadam HaSar Nas Bifnim, Mechaper al Yisrael, just like the Dam Sar that's done inside, whereas again, it's a Sar La Hashem, that's Mechaper for Yidin, so Kach, Dam HaPar, Mechaper al Kehanim, so to Dam HaPar is Mechaper for Kehanim, and Kshem Shavidui Shal Sar Mishlech Mechaper al Yisrael, just like Vidui, the Sar Mishtalech, as Mechaper for Yidin, Kach Vidui Shal Par, Mechaper al Kehanim, so to the Vidui over the Par is Mechaper for Kehanim. Either which way, we see this is clearly Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda Shitasam, and once again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the Kehanim received their Kapara through the Sar Mishtaleach, that's what the second Smicha would be. According to Rabbi Shimon, they don't receive Kapara from it, so the Kehanim can't do that Smicha. I think Mark continues talking about Rabbi Yehuda. The Pasuk tells us, V'samchu ziknei eidah sidam al-reish ha-par, this is referring to the Paralim Davar Shal Tzibur, and it tells us clearly that the ziknei ha-eidah, the zikenim, the Sanhedrin, they lean their hands on the Par, so that's the Smicha. But what do we learn from here? Paraton Smicha ve'ein seir v'ezcham tun Smicha, the Par itself, that requires Smicha, but seir v'ezchavim, which again we had explained in the Mishnah, are very similar to the Par, it's just that it's an aver that has to do with avodah zarah, and therefore it's a sa'ir, it's a different carbon, but it's the same concept. So the seir v'ezchavim, they don't require smicha. Different Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says parton smicha b'zakenim, vein seir v'ezcham tun smicha b'zakenim. What we're learning from here is that the Par needs smicha b'zakenim, but the seir v'ezchavim, they don't have smicha b'zakenim. El rather ba'aron, Aaron Akain, he's the one that does the smicha on seir v'ezchavim. Ask the Gemara, how could you say this? Ramina have yistira. The pasuk in regards to Sar Mishtaleach tells us hachai, namely v'samach Aaron shtei yadav al reish hasayir hachai, because it's the one that's still alive. And what do we learn from here? Hachai ton smicha ve'ein seir v'ezchavim tun smicha. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says we learn from here that only this one which is alive, meaning the Sar Mishtaleach, it requires smicha, but the seir v'ezchavim do not require smicha. And Rabbi Shimon says, what do we learn from here? Chai ton smicha ba'aron, that this one which is alive, namely again the Sar Mishtaleach, that requires smicha by Aaron. But the seir v'ezchavim do not require smicha by Aaron. Ela b'zakenim, rather by the zakenim. So the seir Rabbi Shimon on himself. Rabbi Shimon just said in the previous brayso the seir v'ezchavim requires smicha by Aaron, and here he's saying by the zakenim. So Rabbi Shishis answers v'tisbar dahach kamais mitaretzta he. Do you really think that that first brayso is mitaretzta? It makes sense that it's a good brayso. It has a problem in and of itself. Ha'amar Rabbi Shimon had said smicha b'bailim be'inon, that smicha needs to be done by the owner, and Aaron is not the owner of the seir v'ezchavim. So how could we even say in the first brayso the Rabbi Shimon holds that Aaron does smicha on the seir v'ezchavim? That needs answering in and of itself. El rather says Rabbi Shimon tartachi, that we're supposed to understand both brayos. Hapar, that tells us that parton smicha ve'ein seir v'ezchavim tun smicha. Div Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that only par needs smicha and the seir v'ezchavim do not need smicha. And Rabbi Shimon says that when the pasuk tells us hachai regarding sar mishtaleach, that tells us that chai ton smicha ba'aron ve'ein seir v'ezchavim tun smicha ba'aron ela b'zakenim. The sar mishtaleach that requires smicha by Aaron HaKohen, but the seir v'ezchavim does not require smicha by Aaron. Rather, it needs by the zakenim. And v'hachakam Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, this is in essence what Rabbi Shimon is telling Rabbi Yehuda. Seir of Chavim bo smicha, that the Seir of Chavim, they do require smicha, as opposed to Reb Shimon, who hold they do not. If you want to say that you have a drasha, you've heard that they do not require smicha, that's ba'arin hu de shmilcha. You've only heard that regarding Aaron, that Aaron doesn't do smicha on the Seir of Chavim. That miut is from the word hachai. And so you're right, there is a miut from the word hachai, that Seir of Chavim do not have smicha, but it's not that they don't have smicha at all, it's just that they don't have smicha by Aaron HaKoyin, rather they have smicha by the Zekanim. And again, it's Reb Shimon, as that answers both these brisas. Now the question is, Reb Yehuda, lama limitinu mikra? According to Reb Yehuda, why would we need to have a miut from a pasuk? Amar Ravina, Ravina had said, Amar Aleph, Gemir shtei smichas b'tzibur. They had this Messiah that there's two smichas by a carbon tzibur. And the Tanakam of the Mishnah, which was Reb Yehuda, said beferush that Parhelm Darshal Tzibur and Sarah Mishtaleach are the two ones that require smicha. So why do we have to have a pasuk to exclude Sarah Vetzchavim? It's obvious they're excluded because we already listed the two that need smicha. And the answer is, you're right, Girsa Ba'alma. It's just a Girsa Ba'alma, which is according to some explanations, what we might say, just a smach Ba'alma. It's just a nice smach from the pasuk, but we don't actually need the pasuk to teach us that. We continue discussing Reb Shimon, Sarah Vetzchavim Dubai Smicha Minalan. According to Reb Shimon, how does he know that Sarah Vetzchavim needs smicha? Meaning he was using the pasuk to tell us that they don't need smicha by Aaron, rather by Zekanim. But how does he know in the first place that they require smicha? And the answer is, Nafkalan Mitanya. We learn out from the following brisa, the pasuk tells us, and he leans his hands on the Rosh of the Sa'ir. Now, he doesn't have to say the word Hasa'ir, he could just say V'samachiyadai al Roshai. So, what's this extra word Hasa'ir? The Rabbi Sar Nachshon L'smicha, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says this is coming to include that the Sar Nachshon needs smicha. We have had this term earlier in the Masechta. Sar Nachshon literally means the Sa'ir that Nachshon and Aminadav brought at the inauguration of the Meshkan. This was actually a Sar Chatos, and it wasn't only brought by Nachshon, it was brought by all the Nasiim when it was their turn to bring a carbon. The reason why we're calling it Sar Nachshon is because he was the first Nasi to bring it, so we just called Sar Nachshon. And so this extra word Sa'ir is being learned by Rabbi Yehuda to say that that needed smicha, whereas Rabbi Shimon says L'Rabbi Seir V'Chavim L'Smicha, it's coming to include to teach us that Seir V'Chavim, they need smicha. Rabbi Shimon says Kochatas Shenichas Damo L'Fnim, any chatas that its blood is brought inside the Kodesh to Unas Smicha, it requires smicha. The question is Lamehi L'Memra, why did we need to add on this last part of Shahay Rabbi Shimon Omer? It's pretty obvious that once Rabbi Shimon tells us that Seir V'Chavim requires smicha, so now we know that any chatas that its blood is brought inside requires smicha. Why does it have to be added on? What extra are we learning from it? And the answer is, you're right, Shahi Samana Ba'alma. Then now that we know this, there's just a nice simon to remember what Reb Shimon holds. If you want to say maybe it's like a tagline of sorts, the Reb Shimon holds, Kol Chatz Shenichas Dam L'Fnim Tu'un Smicha, and that's just an easier way to remember what Reb Shimon's Shita is. Ask the Gemara, Ve'im L'Sar Nasa B'Fnim. Why don't we say the word Ha-Sa'ir of this Pasuk, why don't we say it's coming to include Sar Nasa B'Fnim, that requires Smicha? And the answer is that no, Demi Sar Nasi, that which we're learning out from this Drasha, has to be similar to Sar Nasi, the Mechaper Al-Averus Mitzvah Yidua, which is coming to Mechaper on Avera, which is known, it's clear, but the Sar Nasa B'Fnim is not Mechaper on a well-known or clear Avera, and therefore it's not being included. Now we ask a similar question that we asked from Rabbi Yehuda, Ravina, the Amr Gemir Shtei Smichas B'Tzibur, Kroy Lamali, according to Ravina, who again had said in Amr Aleph, that we have Mesaira, that two Karbanos Tzibur require Smicha, so what do we have to have these Psukim for? According to Reb Shimon, if it's clear that we're not able to include the Sar HaMishtaleach, so it's obviously two Karbanos that need Smicha, are the Parhelm Darshal Tzibur and the Seir V'Chavim, so what do we need these Psukim for the Joshua? And the answer is, El Shrech Chichosav Echroi, I need the Hilchosah and the Pasuk. Dimakrav, we just had the Pasuk. Havamina, I would think, Zivcha Shalom and Tzibor, the Shalom brought for the Tzibor, namely Shalom brought on Shavuos, they also need Smicha. Why would that be Kasha Masnisin, the Hach Perka, the Chal Menachas Bayis, like the question we had on Mishnah in Perka Menachas Bayis earlier in our Masechta? What was that Kasha? So Amram Shim, Rab Shimon had said in the Mishnah, Shalosh Minim Tun and Shalosh Mitzvahs, that there's three Minim that require three Mitzvahs. The three Minim are talking about a regular carbon Shalomim, Zivcha Shalom and Tzibor, and Asham et Zayra. And the three things that we're talking about are smicha and tenufa of it alive and tenufa of it after being shechted. And we had said over there that each one only has two of the three. But then the Gemara had asked, let's learn from a kal v'chomer, namely that you use zivchei shalom et tzibur to smicha kal v'chomer. The zivchei shalom et tzibur, again, the shlamim being brought on Shavuos, they should require smicha based off of a kal v'chomer because ma shalom yachid, just like with a regular shlamim, she'ain tun and tenufa chayim, it doesn't require being waved around when it's alive. Tun smicha chayim, it does require smicha when it's alive. So v'chulu, and that v'chulu is the zivchei shalom et tzibur, which does require tenufa when it's alive, so it should for sure require smicha, and this would be a great kal v'chomer. Therefore, it's a chilchosa. That's why we have to have our halacha, our mesaira, that there's only two karbanos tzibur that require smicha, and therefore zivchei shalom et tzibur cannot require smicha because that would make it a third one. However, if we only had the halacha, lo yedin heininhu, we don't know which one it would be. We wouldn't know which two require smicha. Therefore, kamash bol, the pesukim teaches domi desar nasi that has to be similar to the sar v'nasi, the mechaper al veris mitzvah yidua, that are mechaper for avera of a known thing, and therefore it's the two that Reb Shimon include, and not not anything else. And we think we explained the Mishnah. We had said, Kol Kabbarnas HaYachid, Tunin Smicha, Chutz Mechar Maaser Pesach. All Kabbarnas Yachid require Smicha, except for Mechar Maaser and Pesach. So the question is, where does this come from? Tanarban, we have a Braisa. The Pasuk tells us, Karbanai. Let's just read a more full version of this. Vim Min Hatsoin, Karbanai, Lezevach HaShlamim. And then two Pesukim later, it says, Vesamach HaZyadeh Al Reish Karbanai. So what do we learn from the word Karbanai? Veloy HaBachar. That tells us not a Bachar, because Bachar is not his Karban, it's a Kayan's Karban. Sheyachal, you would think Veloy Dinhu. Realize Kavachamer, Uma Shlamim, a carbon shlamim, it's not kadosh from when it's born. You have to make it kadosh. Tun smicha requires smicha. Well, bachar shekdushas merechem, ein nishaton smicha. A bachar that is kadosh merechem. The moment it's born, it's automatically kadosh. Shouldn't you say that for sure needs smicha? Tamlev, so the pasuk says karbanai, his carbon. V'loy bachar, bachar's not included in that. Furthermore, another drash that says karbanai v'loy meiser, that's excluding meiser behema. And the reason why this is necessary is because shayachal, you would think v'loy dinhu, it's real kavachaymer that umash shlamim she'im mekachal l'fenim lachreim tun smicha a carbon shlamim. That which is before it and after it can't become kadosh, and we're going to see in a minute what this is even referring to, but it can't become kadosh, but it still requires smicha. Well, meiser, shemekashafan of lachrov, meiser behemah, it is makadosh before and after it, namely, when a person is separating meiser behemah, takes all of his brand new animals, and then he counts them, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is designated as meiser behemah. Now, if he makes a mistake, and he accidentally somehow calls numbers 9, 10, and 11 meiser, so all of them have kedusha to them. So therefore, in addition to smicha, shouldn't you say for sure that meiser behemah requires smicha? Karbonoi, that's what the pasuk says, Karbonoi, his carbon v'loi meiser and not meiser behemah. And lastly, Karbonoi, what does that tell us? V'loi Pesach, not the carbon Pesach. And why do we need a Josh for this? Because Sheyachal, you would think v'loi dinu t'kav v'chaymer, that umash shlamim she'ene ba'amayd b'havei, shlamim isn't in a state that you have to stand up and bring it. There's no chiv to bring a carbon shlamim. Still doing smicha requires smicha. Well, Pesach, shu ba'amayd b'havei, Pesach has a chiv, you have to stand up and bring it. So chiv to bring a carbon Pesach. Ene din shetan smicha, shouldn't you say for sure that it requires smicha? So Tamalim, so the pasuk says, Karbonoi, v'loi Pesach, and not a carbon Pesach. Ask the Gemara, what do we need all these drashas for? Ikel Mifrach, we could always ask, Mal Shlamim, Shekein Tun Nesachim Tun Vizchaz V'Shaik, that Shlamim is totally different from all these things because it requires Nesachim and waving of the chest and the leg. And so, anyway, there's no comparison between Shlamim and these things. What do we need a Pasuk for to say there's no comparison? The Gemara says, you're right. Kriya Smach Taba Alma, the Pesukim are really just a Smach, and we don't really need those Pesukim. Ask the Gemara, fine. Ella, Tzadi Gimel Alaf on top, Kriya Lamali. So, what do we need the Pesukim for? And the answer is, Karbonai V'loi Karbon Chaveroi. Karbonai tells us that he leans on his carbon and he can't be a shliach to do smicha for somebody else's carbon. Also, Karbonai tells us, v'loi carbon of a kechavim, not the carbon of a guy. And also, Karbonai, what does this tell us? The rabbi is called by the carbon of smicha. This includes all the owners of the animal that have to do smicha. For example, if a couple chever chipped in together for a carbon, they all have to do smicha and it's not enough for just one of them to do it. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss smicha, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.